I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I like that they have personality.
I'm living my life, man. The grass is so freaking green here, you have no idea.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The 47-year wait is over. The Denver Nuggets stand on top.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Tom Pelissero. Coming up, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Free agent running back Leonard Fournette. Senior writer for GolfChannel.com, Rex Hoggard. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Tom Pelissero.
Big news in the NFL today. Completely made up by us, but let's just go with it here. The NFL expanding to 36 teams.
Woo!
And based upon some very strange rules that have been put into place, all players that are currently on NFL rosters are available in a four-round expansion draft. The four of us are going to go around the room here. We need to randomize the order. We have a high-tech randomizer, believe. Brockman. All right, you want to draw this out here for the order? This is going to be a snake draft. Everyone knows the
snake draft format.
Of course. So you go across one through four, and then you go back five through eight. You're drafting the four players. You're making the cornerstones of your team. Now, important to understand here, too, you are getting the player right now. If you draft Aaron Rodgers, you are not getting 22-year-old rookie contract Aaron Rodgers. You are getting 39 going on 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Same thing with Aaron Donald, everybody else. You're getting the player exactly at this moment in the exact contract situation. If that guy's up for a $30 million per year contract extension, you're the one taking him on. There's no specific salary cap, but keep that in mind. You're building within the structure of the NFL. Brockman, who has the number one overall pick?
The number one overall pick
NFL expansion
in
draft.
2023 expansion draft is...
Don't you vote. Give it to me.
Myself.
Oh, that's crap.
All right, now dump out the other three Brockman papers.
It was a frozen envelope. You can't let them be in the envelope.
Hold on. You watched me write the names down.
David Stern.
And you watched me shake it up.
Skeptical of the whole process.
All right.
That's whack.
Hold on.
Second overall pick. What are you doing, Mike?
The hell going on?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
TJ.
Second overall pick.
Like this. Not me.
DTF Del Tufo.
Oh, okay, I like this. It's good now. I like it. I'm back.
Third overall pick.
Well, I'm hoping this is Tom.
It is
Pelissero.
TJ Jefferson.
I don't dislike the back end back to back here.
Yeah,
I think I'm okay with this.
Tommy P.
I'm listening on some top quarterbacks,
Tom.
I'm guessing, but
Tom Pelissero.
Yeah, no, I gathered that I was fourth.
You're
thanks,
fourth. You're fourth.
All right.
Here we go.
Again, snake format draft here. Any player on NFL roster is available. Chris Brockman, you have the number one overall pick.
Whack. With the first overall pick, the Brockman Bandits take Patrick Mahomes.
No surprise. Patrick Mahomes, still only he's 27 years old.
It's kind of stupid,
actually. Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs, two MVPs.
Sorry, yeah. That was easy.
Real tough pick by Brockman. Now it gets interesting. Del Tufo, what do you got?
Second overall pick. The Del Tufo D's nuts. Micah Parsons. I'm taking Micah Parsons. I am taking Parsons.
Yo,
come on,
Del Tufo! TJ on that one.
Selection over all
taking
the
Parsons.
The draft is falling the way I needed to.
Wow.
TJ Jefferson, Mahomes, and Parsons off the board. Who you got at number three?
Well, I'm going to have to reconfigure some stuff here, Tom, because that was my pick. Give me a second.
You had to do it, Mike. That's a great pick.
Yes. TJ made the mistake of saying that out loud during the production meeting.
Brockman said
and then Del Tufo just swept right in there.
Great pick, Mike.
I guess I got to go with the guy who's he's super cool under pressure. No need to act ill. The TJ Terminators will select Joe Burrow.
Got to pay Joe Burrow. Got to pay Joe Burrow, Tom.
He's worth the money.
His
money.
You got $60 million per year salary cap potentially going out the window there.
Well, you know, it's a quarterback. It's the most important position on the field.
Agreed. You know, great point, TJ.
It's Joe Burrow.
Well, I don't want to get stuck with, you know, Kirk Cousins.
What do you got against Kirk Cousins?
Daniel
you
Jones.
And Cam Jordan just bagging on Cousins out of nowhere.
I just said that because of Minnesota.
All right. So now this is an interesting spot here because I've got two picks.
Del Tuva, let's talk trade.
So see you get in the next round. Why don't you find out?
Get my helmet phone out.
Tom, interesting
now, do I
spot
go
for you.
To the cost-controlled veteran contracts here, or do I go with one of the young guys who's going to get paid top dollar?
Right.
Jalen Hurts is on the board.
Ooh.
Justin Herbert is on the board. Ooh. I'm going to go with a guy who I already know he's locked in. He's still young, coming off a season where he had some injuries, still performing at a high level. One of his wide receivers may or may not be in the building today. Ooh. We'll take Josh Allen at number four.
Well,
I'll take my quarterback.
Well done.
Give myself Josh Allen.
That contract looks better and better with each guy that signs.
Now it's right. All right, it's right back to me here. Now, this is interesting. Do I protect Josh Allen? Do I go elsewhere? I'm going to give him a weapon.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Diggs. It's going to be the guy who replaced Diggs. I'm going Justin Jefferson with the number five overall pick. Again, another guy who's going to get paid top dollar, but I feel like with the Allen contract locked in, I've got a little bit more flexibility. Justin Jefferson goes number five, and we go back to TJ.
Well done. Tom, strong cornerstone of his
great
team.
Great work, by
now.
The way, having this be clockwise. This is far less confusing than it could have been. Look in the studio.
Think about that.
Back to you, TJ.
TJ.
This is annoying.
You got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow a weapon? Are you protecting him?
Well, Chris.
Do you hump the passer?
The fact of the matter is, football is played on both sides of the ball, right?
Both sides of the ball.
So I got to get an animal.
Three-phase
game. On the other side. And just, there was a guy I want, but I'm going to go by his age in this contract. I'm not going to pick him. Hopefully, I can get him in the back end. So, despite our differences in how we look at life and maybe politics.
I got a wild guess where you're going with this one, TJ.
I'm going to the Yay area. Give me that dude, Nick Bosa. All right, give me Nick Bosa.
That's a nice pick.
TJ.
TJ, maybe you could have a sit down with Nick and bring him back to, you know, your side.
I'm sure Nick
or just get him a supply of red hats. Del Tufo.
We'll get along.
Oh, this is going to be this.
Del Tufo has no idea who to pick.
No, I know. I got it. I know what I got to go for. I got to do this only because I got to do it.
The reluctant GM Del Tufo.
I knew I wanted to take, but I can't do it. It would have been for Rich. I got a Garoppolo. I need a QB.
What? Okay, great.
I'm taking Jimmy G.
This is why we have Mike involved in these things.
We got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Whose foot might not even
allow
him to play football
this year. He's got the unlimited.
Hey, he's going to be fine, guys.
Invites, I'm in.
Yeah, but you don't get to go to the ranch.
Yeah,
with him,
if I picked him, he'll take me as a buddy. buddy. Plus one.
Del Tufo is not really running a football organization
as
he's running a party.
Yes,
at
exactly.
This point.
We want a party. That's why we did it.
All right, so we've got Brockman took Mahomes number one overall. It's coming back to him at number eight. I'll give you a second to think because you got two picks here, Brockman. Yep. Del Tufo's got Micah Parsons and Jimmy Garoppolo. TJ's got Joe Burrow, Nick Bosa. I've got Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson. Brockman, you're up at number eight overall.
I'm up at number eight overall. I got to protect Patrick Mahomes. I got to take Laremy Tunsil.
Ooh. Laremy Tunsil's making a lot of money.
That's fine. Mahomes is basically on a discount right now.
Until he gets an upgrade on that contract.
I got to protect
him. It's true. He is locked in.
I got
to
protect him.
Back to you at number nine now. A lot of options here.
A lot of options. I need a playmaker on the outside. Just comes down to personal preference. I'm going to take A.J. Brown.
Ooh. A.J. Brown. A veteran roster here for Brockman as he starts out this expansion team. Mahomes, Tunsil, and A.J. Brown. Del Tufo, back to you for the number 10 overall pick. Will it be another quarterback to back up Jimmy Garoppolo? Just in case?
Well, since Saquon's not happy in New York, he's coming to these nuts, and I'm taking Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, the franchise-tagged running back.
Sign with me this year.
Del Tufo is building interesting roster right now.
This is great.
Where's your team based? Are you also in Vegas?
Oh,
are you just in Reno?
We're in Vegas. We're north of Vegas.
All right, TJ, back to you at 11. You got Burrow, you got Bosa. Stick with the B's, or are you going to branch out here?
I think I will. That is a B, branching out.
Brian Branch, that's this, it, at number 11?
This is tough. You know what,
Dion?
To me, I'm still going to go with that saying that defense wins championships. So I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you, boys. So give me Cleveland's This Is For You. Let me get Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa on the same defense.
I'm hunting. I'm hunting.
You're doing something over there.
All right.
Wow.
The TJ they were the TJ Terminators for a reason, fellas.
We've already got
Two picks.
Yeah, we got three defensive players off the boards. There's a lot of depth there. There's some good receivers still sitting
good
out
receivers
there.
Still
some
there,
young
Tom.
Guys.
What do you do?
You know what?
Do it.
I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase.
Reunite
the LSU receivers, Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, with Josh Allen slinging it all over the yard to him.
Man, Tom might be killing us.
We don't know who's blocking for him. We don't know if we can stop anybody, but we've got a plan on offense.
Wow.
Do I go three wides here?
I mean, Davante Adams is still on the board.
Davante Adams is still out there.
Tyreek's still available.
Stop throwing names out there. You might have forgotten about these people. Come on. Thinking.
You guys are veterans.
You're like guys in my draft that do that.
So yeah, I got two guys on rookie contracts right now with Jefferson and Chase. Jefferson, by the way, is in real life on the field right now with the Vikings, as expected. Showing up for minicamp after not being at OTA, so he is not following the lead of the mysterious Stephon Diggs situation. I'm going to go back to offense. I'm going four in a row. We'll figure out the defense, but I've got a rare opportunity.
Famous last
here.
Words.
And it's not a wide receiver.
Uh-oh.
It's not a running back.
Uh-oh.
It's not even protection.
Oh.
Give me Anthony Richardson with the number four. Excuse me, he went number four. This is the number
13th pick.
13 overall pick. Second quarterback.
Wow.
You can never have enough. He's got all the upside. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. Mm. But this is about amassing assets. He's going to be on a rookie contract. I got him for the next 5 years. Josh Allen in his prime. Depending on how the development goes, I could trade one of those guys in the next couple of years, fill some of those other spots. This is a long-term team-building
Big
type of plan, TJ.
Play.
As I send it back to you at number 14.
Wow. Is this our last pick?
Yeah, it's our
last pick.
It's our last pick.
All right, so I got my
expansion
quarterback.
Draft.
I got my hunters on D. Now,
you got some hunters on D,
I know
D,
I want to protect Joe. I need to protect Joe. But I also got to give Joe someone to toss the rock to. So
I stole Chase out from under you there. You should have done it the first time around. You could have gotten Garrett here.
I
could have Chase last time. It's all about the strategy on the board. You got to know what other teams' needs are.
You know what? Since I'm building the TJ Terminators on the strength of my defense,
ooh,
I might just stick with that. And you got some good receivers. I got to stop those guys. So my plate needs to have a little flavor on it. My team plate needs a little sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, TJ.
To help shut these
Dang
guys
it, that's
down.
Such a good pick.
Reigning defensive rookie of the year. Yeah. On a rookie contract for the next several years. I like that pick. I thought that's where you were going.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. Well, I thought maybe you'd take Trayvon Diggs just because you need a cowboy.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Barring that.
I need a cowboy.
It's a good call on sauce. All right, Del Tufo after... This has been a fascinating one.
The Del Tufo D's nuts.
I don't know what Daniel Jeremiah would be saying about the Micah Parsons,
great
Jimmy
draft.
Garoppolo, Saquon
Mike,
Barkley.
Don't
draft.
Listen to these guys.
No,
don't listen to these guys. You're killing it, Mike.
I am taking.
You're doing a great job.
I am taking a tight end, Travis Kelce.
Even better.
Sure. Travis Kelce.
Even better.
I got a good quarterback. He's going to be fine. His foot. He'll be taken care of at the ranch. He'll come back. We'll be fine. And I guarantee you we'll score touchdowns.
The chickens are cooking.
Are you even going to play a game here?
This is an amazing team. This is an amazing team.
You are going to have the best looking team.
This is an amazing team.
And the most fun party team.
That's what I'm doing. I drafted for partying.
We're going to be at the Sapphire Pool. Gonna be hungover.
I'll be DJing. We'll be good every weekend.
Getting in that DJ booth at the ranch.
Yes. We'll actually create a new club.
Let's welcome Crystal.
Bunny Ranch Pool.
The Del Tufo Ranch.
All right. Brockman with the final pick.
All right.
In the expansion draft, you got Mahomes, Laremy Tunsil, AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Are you going to go 4-for-4 on offense here?
I'm not. I'm trying to decide. TJ, I love where your head was at with a defensive player in the defensive backfield. I love punters. Punters are people too. Tommy Townsend is out there. I'm going to take Patrick Surtain.
Nice. Okay. I like that one. You got to stop my receivers.
Got to stop Tom's receivers.
Patrick Surtain's a guy who people would be talking about a lot more if the Broncos didn't win 5 games last year.
Right.
He's a really, really good.
First team All-Pro with Sauce last year. I was looking in the direction of Chris Jones. I want someone to rush the passer, but I feel
the
like
young
we,
guy.
I feel like yeah. we can fill that later on. I got Surtain on a rookie deal. Gonna have to pay him soon, but I'm confident there.
Let's get these if we can on social. I'm curious which team people would believe in. I got a wild guess what Twitter's going to think of Del Tufo's team. we'll get to some reactions in the show. We got to take a break right now, though, because Leonard Fournette, who's really available right now.
Actually available.
To yes. all 32 NFL teams, going to call Lombardi in and Lenny. Join us. Really interested to see what Lombardi Lenny's got to say about what's happening right now with the running backs and his own future. Where's he going to be playing in 2023? We'll ask him after this on the Rich Eisen Show.
Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
Get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum. Actress Kristen Ritter.
Your parents let you travel by yourself.
It was a different time.
They just put you on a train. As a 15-year-old girl, you went to New York.
I went on a bus, and I did get picked up at Port Authority. They thought I was a runaway.
What would they do?
They'd detain you and, like, get people on the phone, and then they finally let you go to your modeling job.
But how many times did it happen?
Once or twice.
It just seems like it wouldn't happen.
It happens, yeah.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
It's kind of difficult to describe to people who were unfamiliar with it,
have
as you might
met
have been.
Patrick Mahomes?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yes, I have met Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Okay.
I root for that team, even though I've never lived there.
Yes.
I think he is just phenomenal to watch.
Apropos of...
Nothing.
I was going to talk about the season finale of Barry. And
yes.
You were talking about the season finale of two Super
Bowls
ago.
Patrick was in it.
Next time you come on,
yes.
We'll make sure Mahomes is on the phone. We'll do that.
Truly?
You like him that much, huh?
I think that his ability is such a cut above. He is so passionate in the way he plays.
Yes.
He is so... improvisorial in the way he plays. He is so sure. I just think it is instinctually great, actually.
Okay. Well, he now knows that, and we will make sure that we'll make this happen.
Yeah.
It would be my
does
honor.
Does he listen?
Yes.
Patrick, hi.
He does. We
how
can,
are you?
We these things...
So can I just say, no, if Patrick is listening, I'd like to, you know, we make a great chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Yes.
With an unbelievable reduction. It can be yours if you're here in L.A.
Well, the Chiefs come play the Chargers, right? The Chiefs
they
play
do.
The Chargers.
They do, actually.
We'll make
yeah.
this happen.
Those guys are good, too.
Yeah, they
I
are.
I mean, they're good quarterbacks.
Yeah, they are.
They are not Mahomes.
That is correct.
Tom Pelissero in for Rich Eisen. Pleased to be joined right now by a guy who is a Super Bowl champion, 2-time 1,000-yard rusher, always a fun guy to talk to, currently a free agent. Leonard Fournette is with us. Lenny, how you living, man? What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing, my guy?
Doing fantastic. So tell me, all right, you're a free agent right now. First time really in your career that you've kind of been in this position at this time in the calendar year. What are your days like? What are you doing training and everything else right now?
Oh, man, training-wise, wake up like at 5-ish, work out at 5:30. Just overall, this experience has been a blessing too because, you know, when things go on in your life, man, it brings you closer to your family. You know, this is one of my first obstacles I've been through, you know, and there's more to come in life, but it only helps you grow. You learn from it, and, you know, that's what it is.
So what are you looking for? I assume right now, based on the way that you're talking about your training, you're looking to play in 2023. What do you hope to find? Where do you want to be?
My dreams, aspiration, man, is a home where I can be there until I retire. You know, instead of going from team to team, and I believe it's going to come to me. You know, I still got it. You know, running, catching, blocking. You know, just right now, the timing is just off, and I'm just putting the hard work in until somebody calls.
So when you look around right now, and I don't know how much you're on social media, but Saquon Barkley was talking the other day about, you know, the running back market and what's gone on there with guys not getting paid. Josh Jacobs tweeted something the other day about, you know, doing it for the guys that come after us and taking the stand. When you look at what's happening in general with running backs, what is your reaction to it?
I feel the same way. You know, I 100% agree with those guys. You know, us as the running backs, we get the ball 100% of the time. We have to block, pass, catch, and everything. So I totally understand where they're coming from, and I totally understand how they feel because the running back market is not value how it used to be.
Is there like a group text with the running backs? I feel like you guys all have to be curious between you, Josh Jacobs sitting out there, Saquon, Tony Pollard's trying to get a deal done, Jonathan Taylor is going to want to get an extension. Do you guys like talk about what's happening here and kind of where things are in terms of negotiations?
No, we always talk, you know, and it's not a group message, but we might talk through Instagram or here and there, but we definitely have an understanding of where we want the running backs to get and where we want the market to climb back up to because running backs play a valuable part on a team. I'm not going to lie to you.
If you went back in time, would you play a different position? You've been a very productive back. You won a Super Bowl playing the running back spot.
Yeah, but, you know, I was always a much better linebacker than running back in my days.
Those linebackers are getting paid, man. It's like $18 million a year for the top guys right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm happy for them, man. That's that's what it's supposed to be like, man. I'm happy. I'm proud of them. And I'm quite sure my guy, my best friend, Devin White, is up next to get that big contract.
Well, yeah, what do you make right now with the Bucs? Devin showed up today for minicamp. He had, you know, had the trade request earlier in the offseason. They're in transition at the quarterback spot, obviously. They got some new coaches on the staff. What do you make of where the Bucs are at going into 2023?
I mean, they have a great young team, you know, and I feel like they have all the weapons around them, you know, with the new coaching staff that they can make a big push.
Leonard Fournette is our guest. You won a Super Bowl in Tampa with Tom Brady as your quarterback, the greatest of all time, allegedly retired, this time for good. What, in all those years, the years that you spent with him, the couple of years down there, what's your best Tom Brady story you can think of?
I mean, there's so many, man. I mean, he's always been him. You know, he's comfortable. You know, I try to make Tom as comfortable as I can. You know, instead of treating him like Tom Brady, treat him like my teammate, someone that I'm about to go to war with each and every day, compete with at practice. And I tell people, you know, I can't really get into details, but my greatest memory with Tom is his pregame speech he gave to us before the Super Bowl. So, I mean, he had that speech gave us some fuel to go out there and do what we did to beat Kansas City 31-9.
Can you not get in the details of it because of the number of F-bombs he dropped during it or just because it's private, Leonard?
nah. That's a good one. Nah, it wasn't F-bombs, but it was private.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that, you know, to win a Super Bowl, you know, especially for me and how I won it, you know, I got cut from Jacksonville. I had my fair share of what I was going through, and I came back and won it the same year. So, I mean, it was nothing but a blessing.
That was a weird Super Bowl, too, because that was the COVID year in 2020. There were, like, I want to say it was about 20, 25,000 fans, Leonard, in the stadium. But then you had the cardboard cutouts on the other 40,000 seats. So you kind of had sound. It was just, it was a different environment. What do you remember about that?
I mean, it was a game, you know, just for me. I remember in the beginning of the season, you know, the Chiefs got the best of us. And, you know, we had to. You know what I mean? We had to get back, man. I mean, that's really what was on my mind. I'm not going to lie.
So, you know, again, as you're looking out there, you know, in terms of your future and where you're going to be playing this season, like, give me the best pitch for Leonard Fournette. This stage in your career, you know, you've won, you've made your money, you've, you know, had some productive seasons. Like, you're talking to a GM. I'm whatever GM it is. Like, what's your pitch for why you're the running back I got to go out and sign as the missing piece on my team?
I mean, for me, you know, Leonard Fournette, I've always been, you know, and I felt like my years, you know, at the Buccaneers, you know, I was the last missing piece. You know, we had AB, we had Mike, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna compare that because on paper that team was probably the best team ever, you know. But I know what I bring to the table. When some games the passing game wasn't working, you know, I ran the ball, I catched the ball. You know, multiple games. I caught the ball 13 sometimes, 12 sometimes to give my team the advantage we need to win the games. You know, even though it was close games, we still won. You know, it's all about winning at the end of the day.
Leonard, really appreciate the time, man. Best luck in wherever you land this season.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for having my guy, always.
Yeah, man. We'll talk soon. That's Leonard Fournette, always one of the fun guys to talk to within the league. A lot of I love the pregame speech. I have a lot of questions now about that speech. I understand Tom wants to keep it private. What all goes into it? I just assumed it had to be a series of F-bombs based on what we generally see from Tom.
Did you hear Lenny snuck that in about Tom when he goes, he's always been him?
Like, right.
He's him,
oh, yeah.
Man.
He's him.
He's him. He really is.
Tom Brady was,
I guess, him.
Yeah. I mean, that was the strangest Super Bowl that I've ever covered. I mean, I think I've been to the last 10 or 11 in a row, whatever it is. And, like, the environment. So I'm standing in the stands, and the cardboard cutouts are all around me. And they're actual people's faces.
Yeah.
So you had people, I think they could pay to do it.
Didn't you do that, Del Tufo? Didn't you pay?
Yeah, I did that for SoFi.
A cardboard cutout of yourself?
Yeah, you did the cardboard cutout for the Rams.
Bring it in. When are you back again, Tom? I'll bring it in.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love to see it, yeah.
Oh, I'll bring it in.
Remember, oh, absolutely.
Yes. You didn't do it, Brockman, right?
I did not do it, no. It was an option for season ticket holders if they could do that.
Ah. But you had all these the cardboard cutouts. That was also the Super Bowl where, because the press box, I might have told this story before, but the press box was so spread out that there was not enough room for everybody to be, all the reporters to be in the press box. So, like, I got moved to a suite with an extremely random collection of celebrities. It was like me, Rappaport, Adam Devine was there, Rebel Wilson was there, Hootie, Darius Rucker was there.
I only want to be
We made it. We made the most of it. We've got, I believe, a surprise mystery guest right now. Ooh, we might have said this guy's name a few times on the show over the past couple of days. Dalvin Cook joining the show right now. Dalvin, it's Tom Pelissero. How you doing, man?
What's up, my guy?
Dude, it's good to hear from you. Where are you at right now? Like, what are you up to?
Man, I'm just training right now. Actually, I'm back in Minnesota right now. Just rehabbing and just getting my shoulder and getting back ready to play.
Tell me about the shoulder. You played with that for several years. You had to get it surgically repaired. How much of a impact, if any, was it making on how you were able to play? And how good do you feel now that you actually got the thing fixed?
Yeah, like a lot of people don't know, like the last, 3 years I've been playing with a torn labrum. And it's been different. Like, you know, I feel good sometimes. And then, like, you know, I have an accident, let it come out, and I have to deal with it for like a week and put a brace on and come back and play. It's just like learning how to fall, learning how to brace for hits, and just, you know, it's been different. A lot of people don't know the backdrop on, you know, a lot of stuff of me going out to play ball every Sunday with a brace on, or my shoulder possibly could pop out. So people didn't know that. And me getting it fixed was ideal for me because I just want to be free now, just go out there and just turn it loose and just be Dalvin. And I'm getting back to that point now to, you know, I'm feeling good to go out there and just turn it loose and, you know, be ready to play for whoever wants me to play for this year.
How much were you even thinking about that if you're, you know, for instance, taking on contact and stuff like that? You're such a, I mean, you are a physical runner when you need to be between the tackles. Like, are there times where you were even, you know, protecting that shoulder, having to move a different way, not wanting that direct contact on it?
Yeah, I had to. Just being smart about the whole situation. You know, the shoulder was kind of one of those things where you can't dodge as a runner. You can't not take contact as a running back. So it's like one of those things where you got to be smart about it. And I came to the realization of, you know, this thing is possibly could come out if I put myself in a bad position. So I tried to put myself in the best positions I could when it was torn.
So what you're telling me is for the past 4 years in which you ran for 1,000 yards every season and made the Pro Bowl four straight years, you were playing with one arm, basically. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, basically. Not basically, I was. It was just one of those things where, like, I know, and it possibly could happen at any point, just be smart about a situation. And, like, it kind of sounds kind of funny, kind of weird, but, like, I kind of trying to put myself in the best position when I kind of score up on a defender or do some things. I kind of like, you know, make those quick decisions to put myself in the best decision to go back to take the next snap.
So how much are you able to do now? I know there's kind of a ramp up progression. Are you able to do basically everything in terms of training at this point?
Yeah, doctor pretty much turned me loose about 2 weeks ago. He cleared me to get back into, you know, physical things to kind of ease my way back into it, but. Yeah, I've just been rehabbing and getting my motion back and just been grinding, man.
Four-time Pro Bowl running back Dalvin Cook is our guest. So obviously, you know, there were months of speculation about how things were going to play out for you in Minnesota. You get released on Friday. You're a free agent for the first time in your career. What's this experience like for you right now?
It's different, man. You know, I got a lot of love for Minnesota. They brought a kid in that didn't know what to expect, and, you know, they embraced me, but, you know, I'm looking forward to this next step in my life, and it's going to be fun. You know, whoever gets Dalvin Cook, they know what they're getting, and that's just plain and simple. Like, you know what you're getting out of me, and I'm going to come be, you know, a great team player, great teammate, you know, a great person in the locker room, and, you know, I'm just ready to go around the rock and help somebody win games.
So I got to imagine, when a guy like Dalvin Cook gets released, you got to have every star quarterback, every player in the league sliding in your DMs, trying to get you to come. How many people? Who are you hearing from right now around the league?
Man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And I play Madden a lot, and I do free agency and like in the Madden and my fantasy leagues and stuff. We bid on players and stuff like that. But kind of like going through this process of like in real life, it kind of feels like a video game to me. It's like. It's funny, man. It's exciting. You know, it's the next step in my life, and, you know, I had a lot of people reach out to me in these past weeks, in these past few months, just to reach out and see what I was thinking. But it's a lot of people reaching out.
You want to tell me who? You want to let me know where you're leaning right now, Dal?
Hey, we're going to keep him anonymous. We're going to keep him anonymous on here.
All right. So let me ask you this then. So what are you looking for? Ultimately, at this point, you know, you've had a lot of personal success. You know, there's always the possibility to go win a Super Bowl someplace. Like, what are you looking for beyond the money, which we can certainly get into that too, but besides getting paid, like, what do you want? What does it have to be for this to be the right fit for you to come in and be somebody's running back right now?
I want the value. I want somebody that value Dalvin Cook. I want somebody that want me to be there and want to give me the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to go into the right situation so I can just go help somebody win. Like you said, like, the money don't come or whatever it comes with. No, you play good, no, they're going to pay you. That's what comes with it. But I just want to go somewhere and feel like it's home for me and go somewhere and help somebody win and just go be me. Just go turn or lose. I'm just looking for a home. That's it, man.
You might have seen Saquon Barkley's comments the other day about not just his situation being on the tag with the Giants, but also just the state of negotiations and the same stuff you're talking about, like the value that he brings to that team and why he thinks he should get paid at a certain level. You look around the league and, you know, Josh Jacobs, there's nothing really happening on getting him signed. He's on the tag. Pollard's on the tag. Jonathan Taylor's going to get paid at some point. We just had Leonard Fournette on a little bit ago. When you look at just the state of the running back market and what's kind of happening to some of these guys, like what's your reaction?
To me, honestly, it's kind of sad because, you know, you just named a bunch of great football players and it's the running back position. Like, I think people overlooking this position, not thinking they are overlooking this position, they don't think, you know, the game don't start and stop with the ball being on the ground. You know, you control the ground. I think the game is controlled. So I think the running back position is at a point to, we don't know. We don't know the certainty of a running back position. Like, I think people think it's just, you know, it is about the quarterback position, but, you know, I think it start and stop with the running back position. I think we got to get back to that, just playing good football, man. And I talked to a lot of those guys, man. You know, it's a sad situation to where people just don't value the running back position. But, you know, that don't stop us from going to play good football. And I think, you know, that's what it's all going to come down to, just keep playing good football. And I think the position will get back to where it needs to be at.
So when do you hope to be signed by? Like, do you need to be on a team at the start of camp? Are you good, you know, kind of taking your time so you know things play out in training camp? Like, what's it going to take, and when would you ideally like to be on a team?
Just going to find a home, Tom.
My shoulder's feeling great, so it's like it's a waiting game right now at this point, just trying to find that right situation. I don't think it's a rush for anything. Like, as far as me picking up plays and going to play football, that's the easy part about the game. But, you know, I just think me feeling great, which I am, and I think me just being in the right shape and stuff like that, just going to play for a football team, I think that's going to be the best thing. But I'm not in a rush to go sign with nobody. I'm just trying to find the right fit for me and my family.
So last thing for you. I mean, your tape is going to say a lot about what type of player some team is getting. But, like, if you're making the pitch to a GM about why you should pay Dalvin Cook right now and bring him in, give it to me, man. Lay it on me. I'm a GM. You're on the phone with me. Why am I their guy?
I think I'm all fixed up now. You know, my shoulder's feeling great. And like you said, man, you know what you're getting out of Dalvin Cook. You know, as soon as I step foot in the locker room or on the football field, you know, I'm going to be the best teammate, be the best leader you can get. And I'm going to show that by my actions and, you know, how I carry myself and the things I do on the field. Though you cut the tape on, that speaks for itself. But I think mostly and what's important for me is, you know, the off the field stuff, you know, being a right figure in the community, you know, just doing all the right stuff off the field. On the field, it's going to come. I just want to be the best teammate I could be. And, you know what you're going to get out of that one, because once I step in that locker room.
Well, I know you did a lot of that stuff in Minnesota, man, the off-the-field stuff. And, you know, I'm going to miss, you know, I don't know if we're going to have as many Friday afternoon chats at your locker anymore. So I'm going to miss that stuff, man. But appreciate you as always. And thanks a lot for coming on, Dalvin.
I appreciate you, Todd. I'm going to miss you too, man.
I'll see you. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I'll find you wherever you are.
Okay. I appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy. Good luck. That is Dalvin Cook, free agent running back right now. Where's he going to land? Where's he going to end up? He's not naming names. I know, though,
he's anonymous.
There's a lot of, I know this, there's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of head coaches.
I got a place for him, too.
A lot of guys. I know you got it. You always got a place for everybody, man.
They can always come out, baby. They can always come out.
Goodness gracious. All right, let's grab a quick break here. We'll come right back. A lot to unpack from that segment, frankly.
Wow.
Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook. We'll talk about both those interviews here. Ian Rappaport, I believe, is still going to join us here in a little bit as well. A lot of NFL talk the rest of the show. Join us, 844-204-RICH. Tom Pelissero in for Rich.
We can go home now.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form. Songwriter and producer Jamie Hartman reacts to the Ed Sheeran verdict.
You need to create something new, and of course you're going to use traditional paths to get there. Are you going to sue the Rolling Stones for making a samba out of Sympathy for the Devil? You're going to sue Elvis Presley for writing Bossa Nova? It's like saying you're not allowed to use a pencil to create a piece of art.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
There's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob, @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio, and you begin to think something could be up. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich. Late last night, and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true.
Yes.
And one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else that the fires of hell are still very much blazing, because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? What? Like, binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a Pink Eye episode? Star in a sequel to Basketball? Or just for you, Rich.
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah. Oh,
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. Your son tweeted it out that this is not you.
When I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me,
yes.
One tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? Like, I couldn't even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Stopping by now, my colleague at NFL Network. You can check out NFL Plus coverage of Inside Minicamp starting in, I believe, 15 minutes here. Ian Rappaport, kind enough to join us here, Ian. Let's start with what has played out in Buffalo over the last couple of hours. Sean McDermott saying Stephon Diggs is not at the mandatory minicamp. Diggs' agent saying he will be at the minicamp. Where exactly do we stand right now on Stephon Diggs?
Well, I mean, where we stand is that Diggs was at the minicamp, but appears to be no longer at the minicamp. This is what I just got from Buffalo Bills a couple minutes ago. He was there yesterday. He was there this morning. He did meet, it sounds like, with Sean McDermott, and then he left. So it's like, it's kind of like the Seinfeld where Costanza's like, I was bald. Like, and now he's not there. And so I guess where we currently stand is not there.
So I tweeted it out earlier. Diggs' contract got redone back in March. They flipped a bunch of his base salary into a signing bonus. So he's got a $23 million signing bonus that he already collected this year. I don't know the exact payout structure, but point being, it's already been converted. They have so much dead cap that it's not a tradable contract. We've seen Diggs, you know, quite frankly, tweet his way out of Minnesota before. I'm just trying to figure out what's the action item. Like, what would Stephon Diggs possibly want by blowing off the mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, it's a point. He is trying to show something, and maybe it's just that he's frustrated. Maybe it's how many targets he gets. Maybe it's the way things are being drawn up for him. Like, there are certainly some options here. Hard for me to imagine it's money. He's got money. He's got a new contract. He talked about being with the Bills for a while, or for to end his career. We also saw at the end of, I think this was the Bengals game, right? Some sort of theatrics on the sideline, a little bit with Josh Allen, some sort of indicating that maybe all is not 100% well. Didn't talk to reporters after the game, which doesn't mean a lot, but I would say something. So clearly there is something that he's not happy with. I would also say this, Tom. It's June. And if you're going to be annoyed about anything, June is a fantastic time to be annoyed about something, because that gives a lot of time to make it right.
And when it only costs you $99,000 to miss the entire 3-day minicamp, not the types of numbers and signing bonus collection that can happen if you start holding out in training camp. So we'll be monitoring that. Also monitoring the DeAndre Hopkins situation.
How about you being late to get to me because Dalvin Cook called in?
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm pretty good at this.
well, I would certainly not say that. I'm just saying if there's any reason to get to me late, Dalvin interrupting your show is a pretty solid one.
I would agree with that. Well, let's talk about Dalvin because, you know, we talked about his shoulders healed up now. He had the surgery. He's feeling a lot better. His doctor, he said, has pretty much cut him loose to do everything. He said he's been getting blown up by everyone in the NFL. Did not want to name names. Said we're going to keep them all anonymous based on what you know, Ian Rappaport. Where do we stand on, you know, one of the highest profile players to be released in recent years in his free agent journey?
You know, this is a weird one because he is a great player. He really is an awesome player. And I would just say, not that my opinion matters at all, but has long been one of my favorite players to watch just because
that's nice.
Any play could be a touchdown. Like, yeah, you just never know. He is explosive in a way that is kind of rare and most running backs aren't. So it is really, he is very fun to watch. Even though he is very coveted, I am still not sure the money is going to be outrageous because running backs make what they make. I mean, Miles Sanders, I think I'm right about this. Miles Sanders was the highest paid running back at free agency this year and got $6 million a year, and I thought that was a really, really good deal. So my guess is Dalvin gets somewhere around there. Anything more is a great job. I would also imagine, you know, there's a couple teams that probably right now are like, hey, could I use a really good running back? Miami, Denver, you know, some other. And then after those, I would say look at the really good teams who might be one piece away.
Mm-hmm.
Who might be, maybe they're not at the top of the market, but any of the 10 teams who you think are going to make the playoffs all could probably use him.
DeAndre Hopkins also on the free agent market right now. He visited Tennessee Sunday and Monday. Great moment in timeline reporting earlier today when I had said that DeAndre Hopkins' visit to England was on Thursday. You came back and said, actually, it's Wednesday and Thursday. So I stand corrected on that. Obviously, he has to fly in at some point. That would be Wednesday and then Thursday.
Now, you didn't tweet it, though. I didn't see
it. I said it on TV, on the network that you're on. So thanks for watching Total Access last night.
Jude had a baseball game. I was coaching at that moment.
The Around the NFL account tweeted it. There's various ways that you could find out this information. But, all right, Hopkins, you know of the situation there. Tennessee, there was no offer yet. Certainly seems like that's a logical fit. There's also connections in New England. How and where and when does this end with DeAndre Hopkins?
So let's talk about the Thursday visit, right? Because obviously, I was not expecting the Titans to have anything. And, like, if you're DeAndre Hopkins, you have to take the Patriots visit. You just have to. Like, unless Tennessee's going to offer you 20 a year, you have to do the Patriots visit. So either way, nothing was happening there yet. You know, I would say that it is possible something happens Thursday. It is possible. And you know that DeAndre Hopkins is not going to visit really anywhere unless he knows that a team is going to kind of sort of be around where he wants money-wise. Right? Like, he's not getting on a plane, obviously flying in Wednesday. He's not getting on a plane until he thinks that there's going to be something there. So at least I would say these two are very, very serious. It would make a little more sense to me, and I would say similar to Dalvin, like, just wait. You never know what could happen in the offseason. You never know what needs can be created. Could always be an injury. Also, like, you know, if you sign Thursday, what's the difference? You're not going to be practicing for a month and a half anyway, so waiting actually makes sense.
Last thing for you, Ian Rappaport, because I know you got to run to do the big NFL Plus Inside Mini Camps show. You can sign up on NFL.com for that. Very good content from our friends at NFL Media for the next couple of hours here. Saquon Barkley's comments on Sunday certainly, I think, pointed out that they are not close. They're not really on the same page right now in terms of the negotiations, but at least, as I keep saying, there are negotiations, which is not always the case with franchise tag players. Where does this end with Saquon Barkley, and what's the number in your mind that it takes to get this done?
So I kind of didn't think his comments were that negative. I mean, I guess you could read some of the comments and choose some are negative, but like, I'm kind of with you. Like, they are talking. He didn't say no deal is happening. He just said, we have a lot of time until July. I'm not going to anything until we get to July. And I was kind of like, oh, like, that's good.
Right?
I mean, that basically is kind of like where you want to be. You know, if he gets into the, I mean, I don't know what will get it done, but I would imagine, you know, past 13, maybe 14, maybe more. I don't know. There's some good running back contracts out there. there are players who are worth it. I believe he is a player that's worth it. I also believe the Giants are not going to extend past their comfortable. To me, there is a deal to be made here. I don't know if it's going to happen, but at least they are speaking the same language and both sides want the same outcome, which is for him to be there for a while. So we'll see what happens in July, but at least there is a shot.
Ian, thank you very much for coming on. We will be watching you on NFL Plus as soon as the show ends.
Probably the highest rated portion of your show. I'll talk to you later.
Probably not. That's Ian Rappaport, my NFL Network colleague there. There's a lot of superstar player storylines right now, which is kind of fun. It's a little annoying for those of us who like to take a break, who cover this year round. But here we are sitting on June 13th, and you've got, we're talking about Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, Saquon Barkley, to a lesser extent, Josh Jacobs, too, which we'd be talking about a lot if Saquon weren't also sitting out there with everything that's going on right now with Las Vegas. You know, with the DeAndre Hopkins situation, Ian's right. Like, there is the potential that something could ramp up quickly after he visits the Patriots. Bill O'Brien got the best out of him when they were together in Houston. There's obviously the connection in Tennessee with Mike Vrabel as well. In my mind, Tennessee makes so much sense for DeAndre Hopkins because they desperately need another wide receiver. They need some type of a playmaker on the outside. I know that they've got Treylon Burks, who was pretty good. He showed flashes last year when he was healthy, but you still need another receiving threat to kind of balance out the perimeter and take advantage of those matchups that you get when you've got Derrick Henry running the football here. So we'll see where it ends, but at this point, Ian's right. I mean, the minicamps wrap up for a lot of teams tomorrow if they haven't already called them off yet. The latest teams are going is Thursday. Then you're into that 6 weeks prior to training camp here. And as much as a player may want to know where he's playing, there's really not necessarily a lot of urgency to get in a building because nobody's in the building for several weeks. Meanwhile, with Dalvin Cook, again, the biggest upshot there, and you know, Ian pointed out Miami, Denver, there's been a lot of talk about those teams. There definitely are other teams where potentially they could get in the mix here, but it's going to be costly. I mean, you heard Dalvin in our interview say, you know, I want to go somewhere where I'm valued. I want to go where I'm valued. Does that mean $11 million, which is what he was doing in Minnesota? That'd be great. I don't know that it gets there, but it's definitely going to be a significant contract. I do not see Dalvin Cook coming in and playing for $5, $6, $7 million. I think it's going to take a real contract to get him on a team because he's got $2 million guaranteed. He can afford to be patient. He said his doctors cut him loose in terms of the shoulder, which was a significant thing. I mean, did you hear what he was saying about all the things, like figuring out how to fall?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, we've all seen the clips. Like, there were a handful of times where he fumbled, and it was always the same thing. It was either he got hit right on the shoulder or he got hit a certain way, and then he came down on the ball, and it popped out. You erase those types of things. He's 27 years old. He's had four straight 1,000-yard seasons with one arm. There's a possibility here that we're going to see the best Dalvin Cook that we've seen. And I understand it from Minnesota's perspective. He wasn't going to work out a pay cut. They didn't want to pay a running back $11 million. They re-signed Alexander Mattison for $3.5 million, and he also wasn't going to rework it to go to any other team. So a trade's next to impossible at that point. We'll see, though. Somebody's getting a pretty good running back coming up. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, coming up right after this. U.S. Open starting this week.
Conspiracy theories. Paranormal. UFOs.
Science teacher Andrew Greenwood stated that a child ran into his classroom and was hysterically screaming and talking about the flying saucer outside.
Hundreds of children ran out of their classrooms to go outside and see this unidentified flying object that was just above the school.
Just imagine a bunch of kids running out of school. Most of them probably just ran home.
Theories of the Third Kind on YouTube or wherever you listen.